Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Alrighty, here comes a triple whammy for you. I could not decide what to speak about, so I thought, I'm just going to talk about it all. I'm sorry if it goes beyond the 10 minutes, folks, but lots is going on. Here we are in the midst of the coronavirus. People are freaking out. Rumors are going on that we're going to be on lockdown. People are hoarding stuff, shopping like crazy. I was one of them, not because of my fear, but because of what other people were going to do, and would I be able to get some food for a week or two if that lockdown actually happens? So yesterday, I was one of those people at the store at 6 a.m, and my day was just all weird, very distracted. I was packing up all the food, putting it all away. I was going to go to Mass later. I ended up not going to Mass because I was distracted by the news. I was completely enthralled by what was going on. All of a sudden it was 50. All of a sudden it was 50 people you couldn't have a gathering with. Then it went to 10. And then I was hearing rumors that there may be a lockdown. They're going to, you know, make that decision in 48 hours. So I think it's this massive distraction that is killing me right now. I don't feel, and I should, calm. I'm not fearful. I'm distracted. So I am making a deal with myself that I am not going to watch the TV except for one time for an update and then shut it off, because I could sit in front of the TV all day long, and it does nothing to change me and my circumstances. I'm trying to stay in the house as much as possible, but the more I read people's posts about not being able to go to Mass and not being able to go to confession, I feel that, oh my gosh, I'm going to take advantage of it while I have it. And yesterday, I completely blew it off, not intentionally per se, but yeah, when I looked up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't make it to Mass. And then I felt guilty, like, wow, I've got this beautiful gift here and I just didn't take it. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, you should stay home. You shouldn't be passing it, you know, making others sick. You could be a carrier. And I get all of that, but I look at God right now and I say, you are my faith. You are my trust. You are my hope. And I need your body, blood, soul, and divinity in me to keep me calm, to keep me focused. And I know there are people that can't receive the Lord right now, but you can have spiritual communion. You can continue to pray. And this morning when I got up, it was one of the most beautiful, silent prayers. My husband went to work. My stepson went to work, and I had the house by myself, lit the candles, got the holy water going, and began this peaceful calmness, which yesterday, with me getting to the grocery store at 6 a.m., just didn't happen. So I'm reflecting on my day and seeing what is different and what can I do to make sure that I have that calmness and that peace in light of this uncertainty and anxiety and craziness in the world? And it always roots back to prayer. So I know that people's schedules and their routines and everything that they're doing, they could be working from home. You could have your whole family at home right now. And that's distracting. It's very difficult to lock yourself into a room and pray, to find that calmness, that peace. Now, I don't know where you live, if you're in complete lockdown, but maybe there's an opportunity for you to go for a walk. Maybe not in a big public place where people are at, but maybe in your own neighborhood where you could just take in the sound. So that was my other thing this morning. I'm listening to the birds chirping through the window. It's still pretty chilly here in the Midwest, and I don't have the windows open, but I could hear the beautiful birds. I sense something is going to be powerful about this spring, about the end of this Lent. All of the sacrifices, all of the struggles and the turmoil that we have the opportunity to offer up and unite to Jesus is extraordinary. Every single person is dealing with something. You might have a moment of fear. Offer it to God. Lord, I give you my fear. Please help save souls. Or please help stop this coronavirus. Or please help my children or my family find the faith. You can ask for specific things, or you could just offer it up. Just offer it up. Let's not forget Mary. Mary. Our Lady of Good Success. There is a purification novena out there. Grab it and keep praying. Don't stop after the 9 days. I know that right now there's a St. Joseph novena. I'm praying that. I just continue to offer your anxieties, worries, distractions, frustrations. So I was thinking about this. I was exchanging a little bit with some people in my Facebook group, my community. If you want to join, go to Facebook and then go to Find Something More Community and just ask to join, and you can come on in. But you know, when your whole family is around, maybe that's not so good. Maybe you'll be irritating each other and getting on each other's nerves because your husband's a sports fiend, for example, and there's no sports on. And you feel like you're, you know, captive in your own house. So try your best to offer that up too, right? Maybe you're irritated with your spouse being there all the time, and you have no place for the two of you, if you're a double income family, to work together. You have no separate office or something to get away from each other. Keep offering that up as well. There are so many beautiful graces that we can receive in this world if we don't forget to offer up every moment that we're going through, really. Okay, so now the last is really, I'm going to Mass and I'm going to go to adoration and spend some time in silence. Praise God, I have that ability today. But there was something in the reading that I felt I had to go there with as well. Forgiveness. You might get in a big old fight during this little coronavirus time with somebody. Could be your neighbor. Maybe they're thinking you're crazy for going to Mass and you're saying, oh, I have to go, and people are getting upset with you for being out in the world. Or maybe it's someone in your family that you're going to get in a fight with because you're too close for comfort and you're getting kind of sick of each other. These things happen, but we have to remember that forgiveness is Christian life, and we need God to forgive. Even if you don't mean it, even if you're not feeling it, forgive that person. Call them, send them a text, hug them, kiss them. It is no fun to be in a house, especially like in a quarantined house, mad at someone or upset with someone, because eventually you're going to end up talking. So just cut the cord and go there. And remember, this is another offering for God. You can say, Lord, I'm not really feeling all that forgiving for this person, but I'm going to walk up to them. I'm going to say I'm sorry. And I'm telling you, that person is going to be happy, because nobody likes to be mad at someone. We don't. And when someone is mad at us because of some stupid thing that we did, we want them to forgive us as soon as possible, because we regret that dumb, flippant kind of reacting thing that we did. And so keep that in mind too, especially if that's someone in your family, right? Oh, it's stressful out there right now. It's very uncertain, but this is where Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. And if you don't have that calming feeling coming over your shoulders and flowing down through your body right now, say it again. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Have a peaceful, calm, prayerful day. Offer it up. Love and forgive each other, and do your best to fight distractions so that you can take the time and the opportunity to remember that this is Lent. This is a time for penance and sacrifice, and to offer up your suffering if you're not able to go to Mass or you're not able to go to confession. There are so many opportunities to stop this virus, to call on God's mercy for you, for your family, for the world. Continue to pray. Fight the urge to watch TV and get sucked into minute by minute, because in the end, God controls everything. Go be the light to your family. Go be the light to your friends and people on social media. And love each other today. All right, everyone, have a blessed and inspired day.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.